Welcome back to Kraftwerke Demos and Reviews. I think these are more demos. Today we've got a lovely one. This is the JoJo US Dream. This is a distortion pedal. All the reviews I've seen about this is that it's a really, really nice pedal. It's the only one that I was really looking forward to demoing because I can't wait. This is the first time I'm going to switch this guy on. I guess we'll see. My first opinion is that this does not feel as if it was built as sturdy as the others. It somehow just doesn't feel the same. I'm not so sure why. Very, very strange. It also has the classic power plug on the side, you know, not so sure why some pedal makers do that. I think we all know what the obvious way of putting where to put the plug is. In the front, this just screws up a pedal board because people have different styles of little AC adapter plugs, and most of them are long. This means that you need more space between the pedals, and if somebody wants to build up a nice big pedal and squash this stuff together, you know, this is something to consider. Also, the plug is behind the jack plug. So, no matter what you do, you will have the power cable running underneath or over the jack plug, which I find weird. Bad planning. And like all the JoJo pedals, they have got the 9-volt battery behind a wee screw compartment. So if you buy some of these, just have a wee Phillips with you to open it up, to be able to open it up. It's got some nice rubber feet. The pots feel nice and sturdy. Everything else feels pretty good. Crazy color. Doesn't really look distortion-y, but let's see what it does. Yep, I already have the problem that because it's in the side, the cable is not long enough, so I've got to push and pull the stuff around a wee bit, which is not ideal. So, again, we're going through the California, and let's see what the clean town is like. That is not the clean tone, that's the dream tone. A bit more volume. So this is the clean tone coming through the California, and the US Dream is plugged into it. All settings on 12. And I'm immediately this just shows you again how well the amp sims, the California, the American, how well they respond to having drive pedals in front of them. This is all on 12. There's very little drive on the California, so the main drive is all coming from the US Dream. And I think this is just fucking lovely. This is a really nice distortion. So I'm going to play with the tone a bit all the way down to bass. Treble all the way up. Wow, this is nice. Let's dump the gain a bit and see if we can get a crunch out of it. Yeah, suitable. Let's drive it all the way up. Yeah. is nicer than the governor, I think. Much more. So let's do a wee test. Let's see if we can get a proper fucking metal sound out of this guy. We are going to scoop the meds. We're going to keep the distortion all the way up. I'm just going to level this low. And on the California, I'm going to scoop the meds and full drive that too. I'm not going to play around too much with it anymore. I think we know what this guy can do. I think that you can get a nice metal sound out of it if you play with your amp tones a wee bit. But the distortion, if you ask me, is absolutely... Can't fault this thing. Again, for this price point, this is just under £30. This is one hell of a nice distortion drive. I've seen some of the reviews of this guy and some of the other distortion pedals from Joyo, and some of them always seem sound a bit cheap. But I think maybe it's the path that they used to record it, maybe that made it sound a bit tinny or something. But I can't fault these things. I mean, at these price points, I don't think you'll find anything better sounding other than expensive pedals. That's my opinion. This is the US Dream by Joyo distortion pedal. It fucking kicks ass. Thank you very much.